Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good. Let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians. And we will read chapter 4, verse 4 to 8. And then we'll pray. Amen. I say rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I will read verse 10 also. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, we magnify you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your help and your support and your guidance. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the joy, the rejoicing in you. Thank you, Lord, that you are in the middle of us, in the middle of your church and your people, doing miracles and wonder and opening your hands and providing for us and helping us. We thank you, Lord, for all these privileges that we have in you, your word, the Holy Spirit. Lord, you place us in your family. You place us in your church, being the head over us, leading us. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Let's come now to God and let us confess our sins and our trespass and let us ask forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Let us confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, as we confess, you forgive, Lord, and you purify us from all unrighteousness, O God, and continue, Lord, to convict us of things unpleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Thank you for the forgiveness we have in Jesus, our Lord. Let's now come to God and ask Him our needs. Lord, answer our prayers according to your will. Please, O God, we have no one to go but you, Lord. You are the only one who can help us, who can provide. You lead us, O God. You be with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We know that you answer our prayers. Let's now pray for one another. If you know any person who is in need, having a problem, sickness, lack of something, financial needs, let's pray for one another. Thank you, Lord. Answer our prayers. Lord, heal. Lord, help. Lord, open your hand and provide for our brethren in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God. Lead us. Provide. Provide help and support, Lord. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us as we are coming to you, Lord. Bless our families. Pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit will be there, that you open your hand and provide, and each family will be shining before you. People will see Christ in them, order in them, wisdom in them, sanctification in them, blessing in them. Lord, I pray, enable each family to have family worship daily, to read your word together, to pray together, and also, Lord, that they will reach their neighborhood, plant Bible studies, and reach other peoples for you, O God. Let's now pray for your job, pray for your place that you are working. Lord, thank you for all the places of work that you are giving to my brothers and my sisters, Lord. And we trust you, O God, that you bless the bosses there, bless the income there. Give them good business for the sake of your people. And Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for the people who are working with us. We pray for their salvations. We pray for our boss to know and to follow you, Lord. We pray for also that we commit ourselves to preach your word. We commit ourselves to be good example, Lord, to the non-believers. And we commit ourselves that whatever we receive, we bring to you the first fruit, we bring to you the tithes, the offerings. We thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. Let's now pray for our neighbors, pray for your colleagues, pray for your friends, your contacts, pray for your relatives, pray for your extended family. Pray also for people that you know before, your colleagues, previous place, and your classmate, your workmates. Pray that people will know Christ through your life, the people that you meet every day. Lord, we bring all these kind of people, oh Lord, they are created by you, but they don't know you. We pray, Lord. I pray, Lord, I'll be a light for them, oh God. You say you are the light of the world. Oh God, you are the salt of the earth. I pray, Lord, I will be the salt of the earth. Lord, help me that I will shine. Oh Lord, let my work be shown before men that they may know you, O God. O God, help me and guide me, Lord. I commit myself that all my resources, I will use it for you, Lord, in a godly way that you want. People will know you through my life. O God, let your people know you through the life of your church, your servants, your people, Lord. O God, hear our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. And let's pray for this country, UAE, where God has put his church, and the rest of the extension of the body of this church to the other countries in Oman, Kuwait, and Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we pray. You bless. Oh Lord, this country, these nations, and we pray that you give us favor from the authorities and those who are in the leadership, oh God, that they will know you, Lord. Open their eyes to know you, to follow you, oh God. Make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give them vision and dreams. We commit ourselves to preach. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We pray for visions and dreams that they will know, and they will know that we are your servant. We pray for all our logistic needs, documentations will be met. by you through all these governments. Whatever offices we need, you will provide. We thank you, Lord. We thank for we are well provided by you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for every good provision had come from you. And our table, oh Lord, our cup is overflowing. You had to prepare a table before us, even in front of our enemies. You had bestowed much abundant blessing upon us. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Let's pray now for the two countries of Ukraine, for the war to stop there, and the protection of our family members there. And let's pray also for also Sri Lanka, the economic crisis would be improved, and our brethren there will be well provided. Lord, we pray for Sri Lanka, pray for this petrol problem and lack of supply and economic crisis and collapsing. Lord, you serve it. You provide, open your hand and provide for your people, our brethren there. You provide for them, O God. And we pray for them perseverance till they receive provision from you, Lord. I pray for also the war in Ukraine. Stop it, O God, and protect the people. Make a way, Lord. Let this war be stopped altogether in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Pray for yourself, pray for the church. Lord, I commit myself, I want to serve you more. Open doors for me to preach. Yes, Lord. I pray that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Tell him, Lord, fill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. I want to go, oh Lord, and preach your word. Lord, bestow your blessing upon your church. Lord, pour out your spirit on us. I pray for more people to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. They will receive speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, oh Lord, gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, prophesying, evangelizing. Lord, all these gifts that we need provide for us, oh Lord, so that we can go. In the name of Jesus. And we pray also, Lord, that whatever talents and skills you will provide, so we'll go on and save you. Oh Lord, we pray for more blessing upon your church and upon your people. I pray also, Lord, you help us, Lord, to persevere, to evangelize, enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. We ask you, Lord, to fulfill the vision of the church. Multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. I pray for all the ministry to prosper. Bless the church school, bless the church clinic, bless the church banking, bless the women ministry, the youth and the children under their parents, bless the publication ministry, bless the also translation ministry, bless also, Lord, the watchman and prayer ministry. Lord, we trust you, bless all the pastors, the leaders, the elders. Oh God, also the evangelists, overseers, we pray, oh God, you bless all these people, bless all the congregation, bless the website of the church. We pray for workers, oh God, we pray that you bestow on us more blessing. Send workers, send laborers to your vineyard in the name of Jesus. We thank Lord for these prayers, this time. Oh God, you say don't be anxious about anything but in a prayer. We are really, Lord, no more anxious after we pray. We trust you, oh God, even, Lord, that you will provide, you will heal, you will do miracles, you will bless your church. And Lord, we pray you prepare us for your coming, oh God, that you will find us when you come, we are serving you. You will find us having faith and a trust in you. You will find us living in righteousness. Oh God, help us. Help us to persevere till the time you come and take us. Lord, bless the worship today. Bless our prayers. Bless also, Lord, our songs. Bless our message that you give us. Bless the giving. Bless this recording. Bless the instruments. Bless our voices, O God. Lord, help us and guide us, Lord, to go on serving you, Lord. I pray, Lord, bless this recording and make it reach your people, O God. Lord, you make a way, O God, that others who know you will follow you, Lord. We magnify, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye. grateful heart, O God, thanking you, O Lord, in everything that you have done to us, O Lord, and the things that yet that you will do for us, O God. Thank you, Father. We pray, O Lord, that you will continue to show your power in our lives as a living testimony of your love and your goodness. Hallelujah. Show your power, O Lord.
For this wonderful time of worship. Let's bring now to the Lord what belong to Him from our tithes, our offerings, and our first fruit as we bring to the storehouse of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessing for us, your provision, your help, your support. We magnify, Lord, and we adore you, O God. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for the jobs and the income that we had received from you, Lord, and here we are, we bring to you our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. We bring all into the storehouse, Lord, and we ask, Lord, to fulfill your promise that you open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And Lord, we pray that you rebuke the devourer and that all nations know that we are blessed by you. And even I pray, O God, that you multiply what we have bring to you, Lord, in these offerings and what is collected, multiply it and use it for your glory. And I pray, Lord, also to reach the lost souls. Even this time, anoint my lips and anoint us to hear your word and what you direct us, what you want to teach us today. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen and amen. We will continue today to speak about kneeling down and how we apply this in our life and the other applications that we read and understand from the scriptures, to deal with sin, to deal with certain needs, to deal with certain issues in life, in the life of the church. Let's move now to the book of Numbers, chapter 17. We had tackled last week, chapter 16, and we saw that when Korah rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and the people murmur and grumble against them, how God dealt with them and how he has removed those rebellious. And here today we read chapter 17 and we find out how the Lord approved to whom the leadership was given and to whom the priesthood was given. As we kneel down and pray, God also will make solutions that he will prove that he will remove those who are rebellious and prove that he has placed us to lead his church and his people. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers, and thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom and will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron from the house of Levi was budded, and it brought forth buds, and it blossomed, and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked, and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quiet take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so, as the Lord commanded him. So did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, Behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die, shall we be consumed with dying. Here God proved that he had given to whom? The priesthood to Aaron and his descendant. And the same way God had removed the rebel from his church and had proved that he had called us to leave his church and his people. And let's go to Numbers chapter 20. Another application of kneeling down. You know, when the people, I read from verse 1 onward, when they came to, they sit in the wilderness and there was a need of water, and they have no water. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, to the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried. Verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people showed with Moses and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And therefore have we made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. Here the problem is there was no water for the people. And Aaron and Moses, what they can do in this situation? They are in the desert, and people and beasts, they are thirsty, and they want water. What they can do? And they start to murmur against them. And Moses, what he do? And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. Now here they came to the Lord to pray and to cry to God, and that's what we need to do when there are certain needs will be raised up, and we cannot do anything about it. We need to come to God and we need to pray, kneeling down, ask Him to meet that need, to solve this problem. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. God gave him the instruction of what he need to do. He said, take the rod and speak with the rock, and the water will come out for the congregation. When we pray, God will give us a solution for the problem that we are passing through. And usually the solution, these are biblical solutions. When he said to him that the rock, what he told him in verse 8, and it shall give forth his water, the rock, when they speak with the rock, the rock will give the water. And this rock, according to the 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1 to 4, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 to 4, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant of that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. That is here. The rock that gave them water was Christ's presence in their life. And what do you understand here? Any solution when we pray should come from the Word of God. Should be a biblical solution for our needs and for our problems, and things will go well. And let's read. When we pray, God will give us an instruction, and God also will solve our problems. And we need to abide with the instruction and what God is telling us. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Here, God provided the water for the congregation from the rock. But the question, did Moses did what God asked him to do? Did he did? God told him, speak with the rock, and the rock will give its water. You know, what Moses did here, Moses gathered the people. He did not speak with the rock. He spoke with the people, and out of his anger, he spoke hard words to them, and out of his anger, he smite the rock twice with his rod. God did not tell him to do that. But I want to say here, when we pray, when we kneel down at the feet of the Lord, we need to follow the instruction that he gave us. He will tell us certain things, and we need to follow. Here, Moses and Aaron did not follow the instruction that God gave to them. When we kneel down and ask, and we pray and ask God to help us, we should follow the instruction, because if you will not follow these instructions, there will be consequences of that. There will be consequences that it will happen to us when we don't abide. And what would happen? What had happened to Moses and Aaron? And the Lord, verse 12, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore he shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. You see here, the Moses and Aaron, they bear the consequences of what they did by not following the instruction that God had given to them in providing the needs for the people, the water for them in the desert. We will move now to the last item of our series, Kneeling Down, and we speak also about from the book of Ezra. Let's move to the book of Ezra, and we will see how kneeling down, how Israel kneeled down and pray and fast when he was faced with the issue of the unlawful marriages. That issue is important issue, because the unlawful marriages, they were at that time, they married from the nations around them, where God said you should not marry with them, and the holy race had been affected. The next generation will be affected by such kind of marriages. When Ezra heard about it, he took the courage and he faced that situation by prayer and fasting. Let's read chapter 9, verse 1 onward, and we'll explain. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the abomination, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Amorites, for they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed, the next generation, have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers had been chief in these trespasses. And when I heard this thing, I rent my clothes, I rent my garments and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the word of the Lord of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried, and I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Now here Israel faced the situation, and we also today we face the situation, the issue of unlawful marriages. Like we have the living relationship with children, we need to deal with such according to the will of God and the leading of the Holy Ghost. We have single parents who had gone and married other than the father, other than the parents of their own children. We have the issues of divorce and remarriages. And which is, and these things all need to deal with. There's a huge number of people and multitude that they have done this. But as Israel faced the issue, he did not escape. We also as a church, we need to face it. We go through it, and God will help us. God will raise up people who will help us, who will agree with it, and so that the next generation will not be corrupted with such practices, with such kind of sin, that God wants to cleanse his church from it. Ezra chapter 9, and I will read verse 5. And at the evening sacrifice I arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. He kneeled down and started to pray, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and obliged to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up into the heaven. Since the days of our father have we been in a great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now, for a little space, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us an heir in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments. Here, start to tell to God their sin. They had left the commandments of God and the ordinances of God, which thou hast commanded by thy servants, the prophets, saying, the land unto which you go to possess it, it is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abomination, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their son. Here this is the sin. Israel started to explain that they transgressed in this area. They took the daughters of those nations and took them wives for themselves and for their children, but God have told them, don't do that. Neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace, nor their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this, should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations and follow their practices and do what they are doing wrong? Wouldst not thou be angry with us till thou hadst consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain, yet escape as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. He was kneeling down, he was crying to God in facing this issue. And thus the prayer of Israel was fruitful, because God enabled them at that time to deal with such a great multitude of people who have intermingled the holy race with the nations around them, with the practices of the non-believers, and they brought it into the people of God. What God gave Israel? God gave Israel the sweet verse 1 onwards from chapter 10. Now when Israel had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel every great congregation of men and women and children, for the people were very sore. God brought people who will be willing to confess their sin and to deal with it. And Shekaniah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Israel, We have trespassed, they start to confess, against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, and decide to get separated of these wives, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. They give delegation to Israel. The people come who will believe that people will be convicted, will be accepted to be dealt with that sin. They told them, arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee, be of good courage, and do it. They give him the charge to decide for them and do the right things, to separate them, to separate those unlawful marriages and take them away from the people of God. Then arose Israel. Israel was encouraged and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swear. He went and he confessed and he faced the people and he obliged them to go and do what is done and what is need to be done. Then Israel rose from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehanan, the son of Eliashib, and when he came thither, he did eat no bread. He continued fasting, nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. We also understand, we continue to pray and fast to deal with this issue of unlawful marriages. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem and to all the children of captivity. God give them the wisdom to make proclamation to gather the people, and we will read how Israel faced them with that sin and how they work out to separate them from their strange wives, and that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders and all his substance, should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 12th day of the month. And all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. And Israel the priest stood up and said unto them, you have transgressed, he faced them with their sin, and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your father, and do this pleasure, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. That is the decision that he taken, and that what they implemented, and that what we need to do as a church. We should not be discouraged with the large number of such who have done such sins. We should not surrender to that, because otherwise the church will be destroyed and God will not be pleased with us. We need to stand firm. We need to take the courage. We have to go through it. Whatever the situation, God will be with us. Now therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourself from the people of the land and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do. They accept, but the people are many, and it is time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without. Neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. There are many people at that time. There was a multitude, as we will see even now. But we should not give up. We should go through it and do it and finish it. Let now our rulers of all the congregations stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed time, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, of Jahaziah, the son of Tikva, were employed about this matter, and Meshullam and Shabbethai, the Levites, helped him. And the children of the captivity did so, and Israel the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, and after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated, and sat down in the first day of the month, in the first day of the tenth month, to examine the matter. God raised up people with him to do this, and God will raise up people with us to do such things. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. Verse 18 to verse 43, the list of the people that we can read. And all these, verse 44, all these had taken strange wives, and some of them have had wives by whom they had children. All those, they dealt with their issue, and they implement the decision in the same way. As a church, we need to go through God's will. As we kneel down at His feet, as we pray, we need to surrender our will to Him. It is an act of faith. Kneeling down is an act of faith. That God will help us. And we need to follow the instruction of God as He gives us instructions. We need to go through it exactly. We should not be afraid, especially the issue of the unlawful marriages. We need to apply what God and His word tell us to do. Lord, let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for your word. Let's kneel down at His feet. Lord, we ask you to help us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for all that we receive from you today. Let us present Him our needs. Oh God, as you prove to the people that you call Aaron and Moses in the same way, we trust you, God. You will deal with the rebellious. And we commit ourselves, oh God, to continue to serve you, doing the work of yours and leading your people, your church, in the way of righteousness. We thank you, God, for the confirmation. We thank you for the signs that you give and the assurance you give us to continue to serve you in the office that you place us. Oh God, we pray and we commit ourselves, Lord, to follow the instructions exactly, oh God, and what you ordain. Oh God, we commit ourselves to deal with the issues of unlawful marriages. You help us, O God. You guide us. O Lord, you be with us. You fill us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, lead us and be with us. Here we stand, O God, in your presence, leaning on your promises, O God. We'll go valiantly, Lord. We trust you. You will help us. You will lead us. You lead people back to you from darkness into the light. You do your will and your plans, O God. Help, O God.
Here I stand.
You are our help in time of need. We go valiantly, Lord, by the Holy Spirit to do the work of yours. Thank you for the confirmation. Thank you for the victory. Lord, we have in you, Lord, we trust you that you will show your power, O God, even in these last days as we are waiting for you to come. O God, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yeah.